Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Executive Director of Jamestown Tourism, Cyril Sweetland, joining us. And Cyril, welcome
Hi, Warren.
Our show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, hey, thank you for joining us. It's been a long time since we last had you on, but now's the perfect time to have you back because we are heading into the 2017 summer for Jamestown, and there are so many things to do, and we wanted to talk about tourism in Jamestown and kind of the draw for people to our area. But we want to first start off by pointing out that Jamestown has been highlighted a couple times by some area magazines.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for mentioning that, Warren. Yeah. And I will say, I mean, Jamestown really shines in the summertime, so the timing of this is great. We were featured in the North Dakota Living magazine, which is a rural electric cooperative magazine that comes out I think once or twice a month.
Okay.
Once a month and once every other month. But okay. It was really a collaboration of stories between our community and Valley City and the work that, you know, volunteers are doing very specifically on trails. You know, in Valley City they have the Cheyenne Valley Trail that is part of the North Country Trail system. And here we have our mountain bike trails that are coordinated by our local Jamestown area mountain biker group. And, you know, it was really fun to have that collaboration. The front is a picture of some Jeff Lowinger and Bill Steinmetz biking on the reservoir. So it was really fun to be featured on a statewide level.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that gets distributed to some rural areas. So it's going to help bring not only, you know, some attention to the Jamestown area, but it highlights really what Jamestown has to offer, which is what the big stress is.
The best job we can do is let our own people know who we are.
So, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the other one is North Dakota Horizons magazine. And that one comes out every other month. And, you know, and there they'll be doing a story about the Talking Trail. Mm. And we're really excited, of course, about that feature. I just pulled the stats really quick. In the last month and a half, we've had 173 unique visitors to that piece. And that, it just blows my mind, Warren. I mean, the season hasn't even begun yet. And as I dug into those numbers a little bit more, I mean, it isn't just up at the monument that people are getting engaged. It's all throughout the community, which was the whole point of the project. So it's working. It's doing what it's supposed to. And we'll just be excited to see how that all transpires throughout the rest of the summer.
That's awesome. Yeah, we had talked about Talking Trails before, Cyril, and you guys have that ability to check out those stats and everything. So it's really unique that without summer being here yet, that they're already being utilized.
Easy. I know.
I love it.
It's great. It's great.
Cyril Sweetland again joining us here on Let's Talk with Jamestown Tourism. The reason we bring up those magazines too, Cyril, is because they highlight, you know, the Talking Trails. They highlight our own trails, the biking trails, the hiking trails. But there's a lot of other things that Jamestown has to offer that people should take a look at as well.
You know, letting our own community know that all of these developments and changes are happening is crucial, Warren. So I appreciate you having me on the show today. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people know that the 1883 Courthouse has been doing a lot of work, but it is open. And starting Memorial Day weekend, that facility will come online as a tourism destination. It'll be open Wednesdays through Sunday. And it's really important that we get out there and really enjoy it in this inaugural summer. It'll be free to anybody who wants to come in and check it out. And, you know, the story in there, it's not just about looking at an old building. It's a story about how we became the state. You know, that's where those conversations about statehood and the Dakota Territory days would have taken place.
Yeah.
And it's so well done. And it's so exciting to see this project this community has been working and fighting for decades come alive. So we're excited about that. The Arts Park, we've seen the sculpture come alive. But a pavilion will be joining us shortly, and I think in the next month or so, you'll start to see construction on what they're calling the Boulder Pavilion.
Yeah.
It'll be the shape of a boulder, sort of playing off the theme of the rocks and the sculpture that's already there, inserting some of the grass blades. But working with the artist, Owen Fritz, has been just a delight, and I'm certain we'll have him on your show here for him to come in and talk a little bit about
it. I hope
well.
So, yeah. He's awesome to talk to.
He's fun.
Yeah.
And the last really, really exciting community update is the National Buffalo Museum. We've heard the story about White Cloud coming home. You guys did a great cover on that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
But inside that facility is more than you would believe. The facility has remodeled itself. Almost 90% of the facility has been recarpeted, painted, etc. So the facade of it is beautiful.
Yeah.
But when you put in a new cupboard in your kitchen, you got to buy a new dishwasher, right, Warren? And so the connection for that is all the exhibits have been redone. And they all sort of like connect the stories and the themes in a much more robust manner. But what's most exciting is the National Buffalo Museum, in conjunction with our office, the tourism office, invested in an orientation video, we're calling it.
Okay.
And what an orientation video does is it helps visitors understand the story. So you have this beautiful museum with all these great artifacts, but unless you really know the story of the bison, it's really hard to put all that together. And so what this does is it talks about, the settling of the plains and how the bison became almost extinct, not just because of hunting,
yeah,
but all of the disease that was brought in by immigrants and Europeans. I mean, that you couldn't have killed all those bison. There weren't enough bullets in the world at the time, the video says, to kill all the bison.
Yeah.
It was a combination of overhunting and disease. But, one of the things I learned in the process of having this thing developed, it was really the ranchers and farmers that brought together this conservation effort. And really, you could argue, were the pinnacle pieces of how the bison were really saved. And so it's really a fun story, not only about that loss in conservation, about the Native American piece, but about the modern-day story. And there are bison ranchers all around this region. One of the things that's really interesting, I think, is you talk about the Native Americans and how they would have used every part of the bison.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the modern day industry works to do the same. You know, they're trying to find a use for all parts of the animal in a way to continue to sort of live on that legacy of honoring the animal. And so it's a really beautiful video. The space looks amazing. And of course, now that White Cloud's back, folks, I hope get out there and check it out.
Absolutely. Amazing time to be a part of the community to highlight the area because, as Cyril said, lots of things in our area to check out. Tourism is going to be hopping this summer, I'm hoping.
It should be a fun summer.
Yeah, and as kind of a tie-up to this, Cyril, too, because we are known as the Buffalo City.
That's right.
We had been talking about the monument, too. There's a chance for people to go out there and look at the newly finished monument. It looks gorgeous, but you guys are raising money to help to really overhaul that project.
That's great, Warren. I'm so impressed you know that project. Yeah. This week we'll be presenting the City Council a couple of concepts of what we're calling the Feed the Buffalo collection container. And the idea is, that monument is such a part of our heritage, it's such a part of our history and part of our community. We've got to make sure that we're ready to save it, not necessarily save it, but to make sure we preserve it. I'm sorry, there's no saving. It's in great shape.
Yeah, it's there.
But preserve it for the future generations. And so we're establishing some funds to allow people visiting from the community to leave some dollars behind. So the idea is, we'll have this collection container in the shape of the monument. There'll be a little mouth where the coins can go in. And we're working with our board members. He knows how to use the infrared technology so that it'll make a noise when you put money in it. Isn't that
crazy?
Oh,
that's amazing.
So we're trying to decide what it should say when you put money in, like thank you. Or
or just make a huge bison sound, right?
Yeah, the grunting
amazing.
Noise. Yeah,
that's
so it'll
so
be fun.
Fun.
We're really excited about that project.
That's amazing. So we'll keep up to date with that, Cyril, and hope to have you on maybe throughout the summer to talk tourism, talk about things. So anything else, Cyril, that you wanted to mention? Any way they can get a hold of you if they want to ask you questions about the area?
Well, I will say, Warren, we're always looking for good partners. We're always looking to try to figure out how we can work together with other agencies throughout the community to grow the way that visitors experience Jamestown. It's not just enough to say, look at the old building. You've got to be able to sort of engage them in some of the history or what it does or an activity. And we're trying to find as many partners as we can because the Jamestown community has done such a beautiful job of preserving its history, and it's our job to work with those preservationists to think about ways that visitors can experience those stories in those spaces. So if you're a partner and you want to sort of work on a project together, you can reach our office at 251-9145.
9145. Cyril, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.